favor of His love.
For the sake of the viewers, I have written, you know, something on my iPad. I have written a alif and a lam here. Now, whilst Ala Hazrat, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whilst he was seeking how to learn the Quran, he obviously began with, like, for example, we have the Qaida. We begin with the Qaida first. He begin to read the alphabet itself, alif, ba, ta, sa, you know, all the up until the end. And then there came something, lam, alif. So when the teacher reads lam, alif, and he asks Ala Hazrat to also, you know, copy and say, you know, read and learn lam alif. And Ala Hazrat, he states, I don't know if you can see this. Yes, he can, subhanAllah. He states that, why do I have to read lam alif when I've already mentioned, you know, the alif ba'ata, we've already done it. So why is it I have to read lam alif? And, you know, this may seem something which is actually disrespectful, but rather is his mind was at such another level where he was rather intrigued. The reason he was asking, because he was intrigued, he was just thinking, why lam alif? And the reason his grandfather gave, his grandfather used to also watch over him. And his grandfather gave the reason. His grandfather says, because alif is that letter which has no harkat, no fatha, dhamma, kasra. Or, you know, as we said, zabar zay pesh. So it cannot be read without another letter. So that's why you have to not just read alif, but lam alif. Allah Hazrat Radhiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, he doesn't stop there. Then Allah Hazrat Radhiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, he says, okay then, but why lam alif? You know, if we were to be in class and our teacher were to say alif, he would say alif, he would say ba, ta, ta, we would just repeat after him. When it came to lam alif, he would say, okay, lam alif, move on. Allah Hazrat Radhiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, he doesn't move on. He says, okay, why lam alif? It could be ba alif. It could be ta alif. It could be ta alif. Why lam alif? So then his father says, it's quite intricate. It's quite complex. But let's see if you come to understand it. He says, because the connection between lam and alif is extremely close. He says, these two letters have their relationship. They're very well linked together. That the essence of alif is lam, and the essence of lam is alif. Meaning, when you were to open up and write alif and lam, if you have to alif, you have alif, and you have lam and fa, so which makes alif. And then, on the other hand, for lam, if you have to write it, open up and write it, you write the lam, alif, and the meem, which makes it into lam. And the heart of the lam is what? An alif, and the heart of the alif is what? A lam. This is the reason for it. Now, you know, subhanAllah, that itself is something which, you know, I've never had it for myself. I've already just learned, alhamdulillah, you know, it's because we also have a dawi in Madinah Qaeda. After the alphabet, we read alif and then lam alif. So now I understand, subhanAllah, this is the reason why we read lam alif. Madinah Islam and Buddhism and views of Madinah Islam, it's not just that. What we learn from this is how open the mind of Ala Hazrat Radhiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu at such a tender age, at such a young age was.